Welcome to the second hour of A Voice of a People with Linda Sims here live on WWGH 107.1 FM radio. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can download free app on your cell phone, iPhone, laptop, or computer, and it is called TuneIn, and search WWGH, and you will be linked with WWGH, and you will be able to take advantage of the many programs that we have to offer you. If you have any questions or want to make any comments on whatever subject that we are talking about, please call 740-383-9944. And let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street here in Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Logos Christian Ministries with Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Free produce market every second Saturday of every month. The time is from 12 p.m. until 2 p.m. Again, that address is 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. No appointment or pre-registration required. Show up first. Provide your name and number of people in your family. It is, you know, it's a good thing that there is help out there for people who need help. And if you don't need it, you may know someone else who is in need of assistance. And you can share the information with them. We have also Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company for your real estate needs with 25 years of experience working for you out of LaRue, Ohio. Telephone number 740-262-0939. And generally, I try to have a thought of the day for you, and I have one. And it goes like this. Be more concerned with your character than your reputation, because your character is what you really are, while your reputation is merely what others think you are. You know, I realized that my rep.
What?
My rep.
You
hear people say, I got a rep to uphold. I got a rep to defend. You know, I just can't have anybody thinking anything about me.
Well,
right?
You know, the politicians, that's their big thing, you know. That's why I wouldn't want to be a politician. Now, wow. Trump don't seem to worry about that too much, but.
Well, people accepted him for who he was.
Yeah.
So why worry about it?
They already knew who he was.
Right.
With Trump, what you see, what you hear is what you get.
What you get. That's what I tell people. You knew.
Yeah.
When you voted for him, who he was, how he was. He didn't hide. I have to respect a man for that.
He's honest.
He was honest.
And you know, I said, I'm glad you brought that up. Are you done with your advertising?
I'm done with my advertising, but let me say this. Please register to vote.
Okay.
You have, I think, 1 week till Tuesday.
Okay, now this vote here, what does this have to do with?
This is the in-between vote after presidency.
Yeah.
This has to do with the Senate.
Senators.
The senators and the House of Representatives.
And representatives.
And your local. And whatever issues may be up front that we need to vote on. But they say this is one of the most important mid-elections that we've ever been confronted with.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's what I wanted to talk about today, was the condition of our country.
Please vote. Please register to vote. Don't just register and don't vote. Register and vote. And we will have early voting here next week up until, I think, the day before November 6th, which is voting day. So please register to vote. And once you register, vote. It is very important.
Now, when you register to vote, how long does that is that good for? When do you have to re-register again?
I think once you register, you're good. You just have to change your address if you move.
Okay. But
as long as you vote, you're
I keep
good.
Getting put on jury duty.
Really?
Every time I vote, I get put on jury duty. How does that work?
I don't know, but let me introduce you to those who are listening. This is Jeff Porter. He's the author of Expressions of the Last Days. Our doomsday prophet, we call on quite regularly here at the station. And you heard him say he wanted to talk about the condition of the country. So he's getting ready to bring us some doomsday statistics, I'm sure.
Well, not necessarily statistics.
Okay.
But.
Position. Position?
Well, yeah. I mean, this big, I said that I wasn't going to talk much about politics, but really you can't avoid it with Bible prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And I try not to bring it up as much as possible, but things are getting heated up now.
Oh, okay.
I believe that, and I said that I believe that the tribulation will start with economic collapse.
Well, you did say that.
Yes, we've said that many times, and I do still totally believe that because I don't believe in pre-tribulation rapture.
Mm-hmm.
So something major has to happen. To change the world conditions, to bring us into the tribulation.
Right.
I believe that this turmoil that's going on, there doesn't seem no cure for it. And so them bringing up all this garbage about Kavanaugh and all that, both sides in total, you know, like a couple of goats butting each other in the head. This could spell the downfall of America.
Really?
Because if there's too much turmoil, it's like, you know, okay, President Trump has cut taxes, has deregulated all the businesses. Have you noticed how many more trucks there are on the road than there used to be, semis?
They're right downtown Marion. I don't know how they got the right of way to come right downtown.
I don't
like
know,
that.
But see, the highways are overloaded with them because the businesses are doing so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So... But apparently the Democratic side, the liberal side, does not appreciate any of that. They actually want to bring back the taxes the way they were, try to vote them back, trying to undo everything that President Trump has tried to do. Now, if they win this election for Kavanaugh and they get that person, see, the Supreme Court has been doing something over the years that I hate to even mention this, but they're not supposed to pass bills.
Laws, right?
Right. They're not supposed to pass laws on the United States that have to do with anything else but judiciary stuff, and they've been imposing themselves on the American people, really, and on Congress.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, and the Democrats have kept control of the Supreme Court by using that to impose, and that really what they're doing is illegal. Well, why the American people or why the government has put up with this? I don't know. It's a power play, I guess.
So how many Democrats are on the Supreme Court?
I don't know.
We only have six judges, don't we, or eight?
Something like that. But if you get Kavanaugh in there, from what I understand, if you don't get Kavanaugh in there, the Democrats will continue to have control over the Supreme Court and be able to pass laws and stuff in favor of their agenda. Okay. So this Kavanaugh thing is very, very critical
mm-hmm.
to our well-being in America. I say that. Now the liberals would say that, of course, you know, that their agenda is more healthy for America than the conservative side. But they want to do crazy things. You know, they want social, you know, they want socialism. And the reason I say that is because they want the government to pay for everything and, you know, and have bigger government controlling everything. And, of course, that's what we fought the revolution about was the English were getting too much control and overtaxation of the American people. If the government's going to pay for everything, of course, they can't pay for everything. It's the American people who'll be paying for it. So they had proposed crazy stuff like opening up California to anybody to come in there and get medical help, regardless of whether they're here legally or illegally, regardless of who they are. they don't have no American citizenship, then that's okay. And that would totally collapse the California financial system. And they are, you know, they're against stopping people, illegals, from coming over the border. This immigration thing is a big, big deal in America. It could cause our system to collapse. And I don't think most people even realize that. Hold on just a second, of course. Okay. Sorry about that.
Well, I'm like this. I'm all for a balance of power. I don't think that one party should have all the power. Whatever they want.
Right, that's
why
we have a two-party
system.
Right,
and how they want to do it. I'm just trying to pull up how many. Because I know there's only like, there's 9 Supreme Court justices. Let me see. How many are Democrat? How many are Republican? And I do understand that we do live in a republic.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Even though we got this balance of power, like
Well,
you said.
It's good that we have a republic. Otherwise, we'd be voting every 5 minutes. I don't want to do that much voting.
All right. So it doesn't really say, even though list of justices of the Supreme Court of the United States. See, a lot of people were upset that they passed the law about the bathroom situation where transgenders could go into the female restroom.
And
restrooms.
Anybody can call themselves a transgender.
Right, right. And it's not that they haven't been doing it anyway, but they just wanted the legal right to do it.
Yeah.
You know, because half the time you can't tell anyway.
Yeah, some people dress up and look like the opposite sex,
Right, and it's like...
Or either one.
Right, that's true, and there's nothing new under the sun, according to the Bible, am I right?
Right.
So this has been going on, but for them to legally say, okay, it's okay, and it's legal, and you can do
this.
It
was like
now.
When we had the controversy about homosexuals going in the military, and the homosexuals said, well, we've always had gay people in the military. You know, it's just that you didn't know it.
Right.
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 And I ran into a couple of them when I was in the military. And I think it was when I was in Germany, I ran into a guy that was pretty open about it, but they kicked him out. But he was an E6. He was a Sergeant E6. Okay. And they kicked him out because of that. But see, what they did was, is during Clinton's administration, they tried to make it legal.
Okay.
And but they were finding out that, like they do a lot of things like this, especially in the Marines, that the Army guys, the non-commissioned ranks, were beating up these guys,
taking
them outside, beating the tar out of them, and hurting them, and so on and so forth. And so I don't know where the military stands with this now, but I think most gay people are afraid to come in there with an open testimony that they're gay because they could be beat up, hurt,
bad. Yeah. Well, and I think that's when the hate crime thing came out, that you could not just go and take your hate and use against people who didn't want to be the sex that they were born to be, you know, and they want to live this alternate lifestyle. But I think the hate crime should go for anything. Like, people hate one another and want to shoot them on the street and kill them just because I don't like you, you know. I don't like your color or bullying the
like
kids
the
in
public
school.
Shootings.
You know, yeah. I mean, all that is hate crimes.
Well, that's all last day stuff.
Yeah, all last day stuff.
Where is the love? What happened to it?
It got lost.
We need the love back.
People don't like people.
Yeah.
It's like, what happened? What planet did we evolve on?
Well, America
on,
used to be more tolerant.
Right.
You know, we didn't have the big revolution of Protestants and Catholics fighting each other in the streets, like in Ireland or something. And because Americans has said that we believe in giving people as much freedom as possible. You know, without as long as we're not harming somebody. Now, we do get it because of our freedom, because of the way our Constitution's written, we have a lot of controversy about different subjects, you know. I remember Phil Donahue talking about mothers that carry other people's babies.
Right.
What do they call that? Surrogate mothers. And, you know, it's sometimes technology has its downside, I think.
Yeah, it does.
You know, because it allows things to happen that shouldn't happen. You know, because I remember there being a woman on there that was doing the surrogate thing, and she said, and this happened a lot, she said, "I'm not giving up this baby.
Right.
I carried it. I'm keeping it."
Mm-hmm.
And see, that was not the contract.
Oh, yeah, I know that happens.
See that controversy in there.
Yes,
you know,
it is.
Because, and things, transhumanism. Mm,
yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah,
on
about scientists on some of these islands. I believe this is really happening because they said, if you don't believe us, look up some of these websites where scientists are talking. Scientists that are doing this research wrote in there, "We are very, very concerned about what direction this research is going."
Yeah, but they didn't stop.
No.
They wanted to see how far and what it
I
was
guess.
Produced, of course.
You know, they didn't give up their paychecks, did they?
No, and you know man wants to be God. Now, you already know that.
Yes.
Especially science.
Yes.
If they can disprove God or mimic him in any way,
absolutely,
they will diminish
him. The pride inside
as God.
Of us. That's right, and that's where we're talking about idol worship.
Yes.
And worshiping ourselves, such as a lot of the doctrines I couldn't believe when I got off the streets and God started introducing me to apologetics.
Mm-hmm.
How many preachers and teachers are teaching that we as Christians are gods, and people are swallowing this. They're believing it these days. Now, you've got to be some kind of, I don't want to say vacuum head, but you've got to be a person that doesn't do much searching or thinking to come up with the idea that you're a god unless you can do everything that God can do.
Well, little G's now.
Made yeah.
in his image and in his likeness.
Yes, how many times have we heard that from cultists throughout the years, you know?
Yeah, but they're with the wrong one. They're with the wrong God.
Oh, there's a right cultist.
Yeah.
I see. So he's
they're with the wrong God.
Well, what I think is happening is that, and I hate to say it, but I think this may spell the coming of the tribulation because...
You think we're that close?
Yes. Because the Democrats and liberals, they've got enough people on their side to win this battle. And if they do, then America will go into a totally socialistic type of thing. And that would cause, first of all, it would take away most of our freedoms. And secondly, it would bring us down economically. There's no way that the American people could handle that heavy debt. You know,
what freedoms are at stake, though, you're talking about?
Our total freedom is at stake. And it's already, you know, it's already late. You can tell that. I mean, even my mom, who doesn't pay much attention to this kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
one day I got in the car and she said, "I see cameras all over the place
mm-hmm.
anymore." And I said, "Yes, they are." And you know, there, a few years ago, when I was a little bit younger, American people wouldn't have tolerated having all these cameras around. Simply because, you know, yeah, it helps to fight crime, but it also invades our
too.
Privacy.
Yeah, it does. Accidents. We're having accidents in the cars and running
yeah.
over people on bikes and motorcycles and,
yeah.
you know, everywhere you go. So I know the last time my car got ran into a couple years ago, they had the whole setup, where the car was, position it was. I'm thinking, where'd all that come from? Where
yeah.
the person came and, you know, hit
and sometimes
me on
the
corner.
Camera don't even really tell the real story.
Wow.
You ever realize that?
No, because he did hit me.
Well, yeah, but I mean, sometimes the camera only
right.
catches a segment
That's
of what
true.
Happened.
That's true. But they and had the position of the car. I mean, everything.
Now, all of that, is all of that submissible?
Yeah, the lawyer
the
said
courts?
It to me. Yeah.
Okay.
He sent it to me. He said,
what I'm trying to say is, though, you know, if we look at the big picture, you got to look at the big picture, okay?
Big picture. Let's
big
look
picture.
At the
let's
big
turn
picture.
On that big screen up there.
All right.
HDMI screen. And let's look at it. What they are doing, I don't know if they realize it or not. You know, they talk about a global economy and everything. They've been talking that for a long time. They're begging for the Antichrist. That's what they are. They're begging for the Antichrist and his system. See, They may even not realize it, but, you know, Pat Robertson always talked about the Trilateral Commission, which I always thought was fascinating, talking about these bankers that have control of the interest rates,
mm-hmm.
you know, and how they were controlling our economy. But anymore, if we lose Trump and his administration and all the restraints that, you know, that are on there to keep the global economy thing from happening, if those get kicked out of the way, then we're headed towards economic collapse and the one world system, no doubt about it. So that's how important this vote is.
Mm. Well, you know, I don't know how close we are to that. I mean, it's not that the conservatives...
It depends on what decisions are made.
Right. It's not that the conservatives have not had the right of way before. And I mean, I don't think we ended up in that situation. You know, Bill Clinton left a big surplus for George W. Bush when he came in. Mm-hmm. You know, even though I voted for him, I liked him.
You liked Bush?
Yeah, I did. Even though they dogged him out in the end, but they did.
Well, they talked bad about Kennedy years after he was assassinated.
But that was my guy. I still like him to this day. You know, I really do. And
but our whole government's been talking about the New World Order.
His dad started that.
For a long time.
He was the first one.
Bush started it. If you don't believe me, get on YouTube and type that in.
Yep.
President Bush and the New World Order. And click on it.
Senior.
He starts talking about it big time.
New World Order.
Yeah.
Now, how many years has that been?
I don't know. How long has it been?
It was before Bill Clinton.
Man.
Bill Clinton took him out. When did Bill Clinton come in? The 70s?
Yeah, something like, no, later than that.
Well, he did 8 years.
He came in while I was driving bus, and that had to be in the 80s.
Okay, I was in Georgia when George Bush got elected.
Yeah.
So, yeah. In the 90s. He was in the 90s.
And he invented that. Clinton invented that. What was it? Those two loaning departments. Big Mac or something.
Freddie Mac.
And what was the other one?
I don't know.
Annie Mae or something. Anyways, they were too liberal with their money. And that's why all these people started collapsing.
Yeah, I was one of those who lost my home.
Yeah.
Behind that.
A lot of that was Clinton's fault because they were giving loans to people that couldn't pay them.
Not only that, tax cuts.
Yeah.
Giving people all that tax cuts who have plenty money. Plenty money. But you know it says the love of money is the root of all evil.
Sure is, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
And you ever watch Forensic Files?
Where maybe a time or two.
They catch murderers all the time.
I probably
shouldn't be watching that, but it's so fascinating. And almost 90% of the time, a spouse is killing another spouse for their life insurance.
The money.
And, you know...
What is politics about? It's about the money. They're scrabbling over this little bitty money. Who's going to be over it?
Yeah.
Who's going to say where it go?
Okay. Yeah.
That's all this is about.
Everybody's trying to dip into it a little bit. Yeah. You know?
Well, we can manage that money better than you can. Oh, no. We can manage that
but
money
But it has
better
something to
can.
Do with something else, too.
What's that?
Power.
Absolutely.
You know, being able to order a bunch of people around.
Right.
Or
right.
knowing people in such a way that you can manipulate.
Right,
situation.
Because if you don't have no money, you don't have no voice.
That's right.
You don't have no power.
Now, how do people get rich? They know how to socialize. They know how to manipulate.
Yeah.
They know how to move money around.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, you know.
That's all
now, I'm
this
not
is.
Saying that all of that is evil. It
no.
just depends on how you do it, you
right.
know.
It's the love of it. You just got to have it. You can't. No one else can
when
do it.
When is enough
this.
Is enough.
Right. No one else can manage this money like I can manage it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you're talking about, 300 and maybe 75 million people in this country. But no one can manage this money better than the Republicans. No one can manage this money better than the Democrats. We know how it should go. You know, so it's a struggle and it's a battle over the money.
But this with Kavanaugh is a power thing.
Well, who got the money got the power. That's for all of them. Whoever has the money has the power.
Well, I used to be all in favor of the Democrats because I thought they were in favor of the people. But they've gone too far over to the left, and now they want government to pay for everything. Well, it's not the government that's paying for it. It's us.
Well, that's not going to stop.
Who's going to pay for all this?
That's not
going to
stop.
No.
No.
It's not.
I don't care who got that money.
But if you overdo it, like we're already, how many trillions? Some say $22 trillion. Some say $32 trillion in debt.
How are we going to dig ourselves out of that? And they're fighting over this little bit of money. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
Well, who's paying on the deficit?
Well, you know, I've had people ask me, well, who do we owe money to?
Right.
You know, well, what has happened is, especially, you know, with the war thing, you know, over the years, the U.S. has borrowed money from foreign banks, mostly to pay for war.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also borrowed just to keep our lifestyle going. Our lifestyle is really a fake because it's built on debt, mountains of debt that other countries can't even fathom. You know,
right.
Except for maybe Greece, you know.
Well,
but
no one's worried about that right now. You know that, right?
Yeah, but they better be worried about it,
well,
because
Republicans are not worried about that. They never do. Only when a Democrat is in office do they want the Democrats to pay it. That's nothing new, right? We're going to spend all the money. We're going to make them put it back, right?
I think they both think that.
Well, I think.
But, you know, they don't mind burdening the American people with that debt.
No.
But it's really been several presidents that have made, I think they made some poor decisions borrowing money. Reagan.
Well, George Bush, yeah, he was bad.
He borrowed a lot of money.
George Bush said, it's all our money anyway. That's what he said. He said, remember when he was going to China getting that money and they brought him? He was on TV and he said, well, it's all our money anyway. We gave it to them, so we just getting it back, right? So,
you know, not too long ago, and I don't think many people paid attention to it, but China said their economy just about collapsed a couple of years ago. They said it was in serious condition.
I believe it was, too. But, you know, they've come over here and bought land, Michigan and different places, Africa. They're trying to be worldwide.
Yeah.
China is right now.
Trying to be dominant.
Oh, yes. They're trying to be dominant.
And I've seen some documentaries about
technology and all that stuff. Yeah.
I've seen some documentaries about their military, how powerful it is.
Okay, so you think all this is heading toward
the tribulation?
The tribulation.
Now, I believe from some of the things that are said in Book of Revelation, I've been very general today. I don't want to bring up too much scripture because sometimes people get weary of scripture, you know. But I believe China is going to play a big part of the tribulation, especially towards the end, because China has built up their military and their economy because during World War II, Japan invaded China and brought much suffering to that country.
Okay.
And that's what really was the very beginnings of World War II, because what Japan was trying to expand themselves, and they were sending mercenary pilots into China to destroy their air force so they could expand farther east.
Mm-hmm.
And the United States was sending their mercenary pilots and even just regular military operations into China to try to stop the Japanese during that time. And that's what really infuriated the Japanese. They were ready to fight over that. Okay, that was a territory thing,
mm-hmm.
you know. But China, like I said, they were invaded by Japan, and that's why now they're not going to put up with nothing.
Right.
They're not going to have anybody invading them anymore. And by gosh, you better not mess with them. They got plenty of military power now.
Right.
And but they're, you know, I don't think China is really that interested in trying to take over anything. They just want to make sure that their own land is safe for the most part. They're not that aggressive. I think they would be a bunch of hornets if you stirred them up, but otherwise, no, they're not interested in a big war or anything.
Well,
because
right now, no
one wants war. You're going to destroy everything.
You don't have anyone that's trying to go up against the United States.
No.
You just
and our military is a lot under Trump has become more powerful again, which is really good. But it does up the national debt again. you know.
Oh, yeah, he put more money into it.
Yeah, got
but
to.
They've still been powerful. I mean, they may not have won the Vietnam War, but.
Or Korea.
They did get Osama bin Laden, you know. They did a lot of stuff, you know. They really did. And I know, like, I remember that one ship that was bombed. What was the name of that ship?
Oh, I can't remember.
And who was in presidency? Was that Bill Clinton then? When they had all this time to get to combat.
It might have been. I was thinking it was Bush.
It could have been. It never stopped between those two.
I had never heard of bin Laden until that destroyer got blown up by those terrorists. Well, never heard of bin Laden before that.
Right.
And killed a bunch of sailors and put a big hole in the side of the ship, I remember.
Right.
And that's when we started hearing more and more about bin Laden.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I got a lot of information from the 700 Club again about that.
But, you know, we have to look at presidency like this. You got one man with all this power and all this responsibility. He's the ruler over the free world, and that's not really United States.
Yeah.
We're talking about and abroad. You know, they look to him. They're our allies and stuff. So if we were in some of those positions, what decision would we make? Oh. Now, we can look afterwards.
Yeah.
Which way they should have went. Right. Oh, they should have done this. But when you're faced with making those decisions, what decision would you make?
I don't know. I think Trump's been doing a good job, though. Really do.
Yeah, but he's not making them on his own.
No, he has advisors.
He's got people behind him, yeah.
Nope. Yeah, they all have to have advisors.
And right now, he's fresh. I mean, we don't know if it's going to fly or it's going to fall down. He's just going on his third year.
We never know.
That's right. We don't know yet.
And we don't know if he's going to make it to become our second president.
I think he will.
Second, to get voted back in again.
I think he will.
I hope so. But
I don't see them bringing him down. I don't see that.
No, he's too strong.
His supporters are too strong.
Yeah.
That's
well, I mean, he's not willing to give up, though.
No.
Is what I'm trying
not.
To say.
He's not. And his people are still behind him.
If I was him, I probably would. I mean, oh, enough of this nonsense.
It doesn't matter who's in that White House. They all get.
They always come after the president.
Yeah.
That's because he's in that powerful position. Yes. They want to bring him down just for fun.
Yes.
You know, and that happens a lot of time with just bosses.
Right.
In companies, you know, some people are always after them because they're jealous of them.
Mm-hmm.
And want to bring them down just for fun.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
What I believe is going to happen is, and it may not be just because of this incident, mm-hmm. but probably more and more as we have the more and more turmoil.
Oh, Yemen was the country that blew the ship up.
Oh, really?
Yemen. Thank you for that. Yemen.
Yeah, and President Clinton sent a bunch of cruise missiles into Yemen during his presidency. I remember that. That they are, like I said, I already said it, but I want to make this crystal clear that there has to be a major change in world conditions. And I believe that major change is going to be economic collapse, starting with the United States. And when you pull the plug out of a bathtub, so goes the rest of the world. Because the United States is responsible for two-thirds of the world's economics trade.
Right.
So if the United States collapses economically, most of the rest of the world's going to. And that's when you're going to have your riots, your civil wars, your people blaming the government, you know, Molotov cocktails at the White House or whatever, or at cities. Have you ever noticed? Now, I know the Lord has shown me this.
Mm-hmm.
I went to a veterans thing. You know, they were giving free veterans dinners. And I went to one at the Ashley Furniture Store. And what you could do is go in there and get yourself a sandwich and a drink. And you were allowed to actually sit on some of the furniture in there and eat. And so there was a very young reporter in there. And as I was coming in, I noticed that one of those armored car kind of police cars were out there.
Okay.
And they had the doors open and everything. You could look, and they had gun portals on both sides, you know, and a thick bottom for in case of a bomb going off underneath the car and everything. And so I asked this reporter as I came in, I said, what do you suppose is happening with this? Because I've seen a lot of these armored car type of police cars, you know, around. Years ago, we'd never have thought of such a thing. Mm-hmm. He said, well, those actually are being distributed to every city in America. And I said, why? What are they expecting? He said, well, apparently they're expecting some turmoil.
Well, I don't know if you watched a popcorn festival parade. Was it that? They had those, yeah.
I think they got
these big tanks from Iraq or somewhere, and they were huge. They were all metal.
American tanks?
Yeah, they went right down our street. Yeah.
At a popcorn They've gotten festival a lot bigger, parade. A lot more powerful, haven't
yes.
they?
Yes, yes.
Yes.
Yes, they
So we've
were.
Got two things. We've got the wars that will erupt after economic collapse. We're going to have a lot of turmoil. And, well, you know, the whole tribulation is really turmoil. But have riots and unrest and people very, very angry at the governments, blaming them for the economic collapse, which the governments are pretty much responsible for a lot of it.
They got the money.
Yeah. They had control
hands.
Of the money. We didn't. But the American people didn't pay close enough attention to what was going on and protest enough and get on their case enough. That was one of the biggest reasons.
Right. And
I think that's what's happening right now. They're not paying close enough attention to this crisis right now. And it's very possible we could have a total disaster as a result.
Whoa.
Okay.
So you're bringing us fear today.
Yeah. So due to this major collapse, all the riots and wars going on, something's going to have to bring order. And guess who's going to bring order to our world?
You know, you may have something there. I've been talking about that myself. Well, I thought about it, the last election.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I thought
what
about
do you
the
mean?
Last election. Antichrist. I know that's where you're going. I know that.
The Antichrist will rise up through all of this turmoil. He will establish a 10-headed government. It's probably somewhere in Europe or something like that. At first, mm-hmm. in the first 3.5 years. Now, as a result of him rising to power, it would be obvious to a lot of people that he's a dictator.
Hmm.
And a lot of people that read the Bible know who he is. And a lot of people get on the radio and television like me and go, this guy's the Antichrist, don't follow him. Okay. So as a result, the world will do what it always does. It will go to war against him.
Yeah, because you know it says that his first 3.5 years is going to be great, and a lot of people are going to follow him.
But
not everybody. There'll
be plenty of war during that time, too.
But a lot of people will follow him.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's supposed to be killed or hurt, wounded to death, and he's going to rise up and be like a miracle. Like
yes.
Nothing even happened.
Yeah.
That's what the scripture says, right?
Yeah, and we don't know if it's a fake or what it is, but he will come back to life.
Yeah.
As a result of being probably shot or something.
But it says Satan will enter him.
Mm-hmm.
And he will raise him up.
Wow. Now that is a powerful thing to do.
That's what it says.
To gain control of the world.
That's what it says.
And false prophet will cause great miracles to happen, cause fire to come down from heaven in the sight of men, and they're all going, oh, wow, you know, like fireworks, wow, you know. And so we should be on guard against this, but, you know, it's in the Word of God that all this stuff is going to
mm-hmm,
happen.
Mm-hmm. It's there.
First step, of course, is to accept Jesus as your Savior.
Amen. That is the first step.
First step. Go up the altar, get on your knees in front of your TV or in front of your chair or whatever. You don't have to get on your knees. I had a person tell me at work that got saved while I was there. She said, I can't get on my knees because of my medical condition with my knees.
Well, you don't have to.
You don't have to kneel.
You can pray standing up, laying down.
I didn't even pray, really.
It's just
when I was at McDonald's,
right?
I felt Jesus' presence again, like I did when I was, as I said, I'll have to give my testimony again. But I felt his presence again surrounding me and asking me, knocking on my door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, behold, I stand at the door and knock.
Doors of your heart.
That's right. And I said, I sat there thinking about it because he had done so much to convince me that he's the Savior and he wanted to come in and be a part of my life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just said, okay. Come on in. That's all you got to do is open up your heart.
Right.
I think a lot of people, I thought about the behavior of some people, especially in church, and the way they act. You know, sometimes Christians can be so mean, you know, and hateful and everything. And sometimes I'm sitting there wondering, is it possible that these people are really not born again? Some of them. I wonder sometimes, you know.
Well, you're supposed to be a new creature.
Yeah.
In Christ. You're not supposed to be that same old grouchy person you was before you claimed to be a Christian.
Or they became a Christian and then became grouchy later on.
That happens,
you know,
too.
That happens a lot. But when I've done that, God's always brought me under conviction. And I sit there and go, well, Lord, how do they get away with this? Because every time I do something like that, you jump dead on my head, you know. You'd be stomping on my head.
It's not that he hasn't pulled their coattail or
they just ignored it.
Yeah, or required more of them, you know. It's like, okay, you got me now. I do good for a little bit, and then they go off again, you know.
Yeah.
And before long, their hearts have become
hard
against, you know, what God can say and write. You know, their heart becomes hard, and they don't want to do that anymore.
I shouldn't
then,
play with the microphone.
What, right? They get turned over to a reprobate mind. As
right.
As far as saying, and someone said, once they're turned over to a reprobate mind, then he still comes and brings them in right standing. And I didn't know if that was true or not. I didn't look it up to read it.
I don't, you know, there are two ways of looking at backsliding.
And that's Romans 1. Well, he says he's married to the backslider. So Romans 1 is about backsliding, or is that
but
somebody
we,
just, he
you
just
know,
turned
there are,
out completely?
It depends on their heart condition.
You got 4 minutes.
But if they continue to harden their heart against God, I believe that 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20 through 22 tells the story. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge and of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. Mm-hmm. For if it had been it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it has happened unto them, according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow was washed to her wallowing in the mire. Pretty strong words, bud.
They are strong words.
So people, that's why I don't believe in eternal security, mm-hmm. because it gives people a ticket to sin, I believe. You know, I strongly disagree with that because... And also, we're in a great falling away right now. You can't fall away from something. You know, you got to climb up to the top of a hill before you can fall off of it.
True.
You know, so I believe that you can fall away and lose your salvation.
Well, we do walk away from God as it is, but, and he brings us back, like you said.
But it depends on your heart condition.
Right. He always bring you back. You know, he always like, not Jeff, all right, enough.
My problem,
come back.
I guess my biggest problem in my walk with God has been discouragement. At times, you know, you get so overwhelmed by satanic attacks mm-hmm. and by stuff that happens in the world, you just get tired of it.
Yeah.
You know, and God will come along and encourage your heart and go, nope, this, and he'll take care of all those problems, you know. But you got to wait on him.
Right.
That's the hard part.
Hmm. Wow. I tell you. Well, we're living in a day and a time, the era of being very close.
Yes. I think we're a lot closer than people think we are.
And we may be. We may be. Because, you know, I took that Prophecy 101. I told you I was going to take that.
Oh, yeah.
Church.
What do you think?
I missed 1 week. I did go the first week, and we only had like 15 minutes, so it was a lot of rushing, and I didn't like that. But then last week when I went, it was, a little bit more time,
mm-hmm.
you know, but. It was okay. I picked up a couple of things that I didn't know because we can always learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I picked up a couple of things I didn't know. It makes me want to go back, but believe it or not, we're out of time.
Oh.
We're out of time.
Darn it.
And it was good. I enjoyed
it. We had a really good one this time.
Yes, we did. I enjoyed the conversation.
Well, I prayed when you called because I hadn't looked up a subject. And that's the subject the Lord gave me was to talk about this election.
It's much to talk about, that's for sure.
It's a lot.
Prepare ourselves and get ready for to meet Jesus. Because we don't know. A lot of people say, well, I'll wait until the second resurrection. But you got to realize that's unto death.
Yeah.
That's not unto life.
I'll wait till Jesus comes,
you know, before I get myself together. I wait till Jesus comes. But you might not have that long of time either.
A lot of people like to wait until they are close to death.
Till the last. Thank you, Jeff Porter, for coming and spending some time here with me, Linda Sims, on WWGH 107.1 FM on the A Voice of a People show. Till next time, be blessed.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 till 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act.
It's not an act.
It's a big old act.
I'm going to blow up your act.
Don't blow up my act. I really don't have an act. I just see that's how probably.
Well, Porky, you know I can't sign off this program with you here. Before we close out, where did your famous saying come from, and then give it to us?
Oh, it's how they asked me to end the cartoon. That's it. It was that simple. And I just walked up to the mic and I said, that's all, folks.
Bob, you are a pleasure. You are a... But so much was made, and I don't know why, during the first Jim Tressel press conference when all that hubbub was going on, you made the comment that somebody asked you if you were going to fire him, and you said he hoped he doesn't fire you. Do you wish you hadn't said that? It got so much play.
You know what I think, actually? I have a very quick wit. Sometimes it's smarter than my tongue. But you know what I wish is I wish people had a lighter touch. Do I regret I said it? Probably so. But on the other hand, I think that we need to get back to the fundamental premise of the American psyche.
I want you, who are listening today, to invest your time and energy in this radio station. I think it's an interesting experiment. We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
that space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in, and we're already on the heater again.
I'm sorry. It's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-225-4495. Webpage crtmechanicals.com. Thomas Lawn Service for all your lawn care and landscaping needs. Telephone number 740-751-1783. The WWGH Radio prize policy is as follows. You have 10 days from the day you win the prize to pick the prize up. You can only win once every 30 days. WWGH Radio staff reserves the right to question any and all prize winnings. The WWGH offices are open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for prize pickup. The WWGH offices are located at 559 East Center Street in the lower level of the Beltone Building. Thank you so much for playing fair. It's time for the Marion Midget Football Scoreboard Roundup Week Number 2. The Pee Wee Jets defeated the Pee Wee Giants 7-6. The Vikings defeated the Lions 28-0, and the Jets defeated the 49ers 27-0.
This is Auntie Nelda, and every Friday at 12:10 to 1 p.m., make sure you listen to The Exchange Club with Scott Spears, Charlie Evers, Marianne Michaels, Sean Kraft, and Marge Hazlett right here on WWGH, Radio 107.1 FM. All topics and current events are on the table. Phone number 740 1-888-383-9944. I wish they'd let me on the program. I've always been told I have a great face for radio.
This is Patty Wooster with Marion Midget Football, a staple of the Marion community for over 45 years, providing sportsmanship, friendship, and exciting competition. To our Marion youth, 740-382-4558.
Hi, are you looking for a church that is Bible teaching and Bible believing? I invite you to Community Christian Fellowship in Prospect, Ohio. We were at 209 East Water Street. Our Sunday morning service is at 10:30. We have Sunday school at 9:30 in the morning. Evening service at 6:30, along with youth group at the same time. We do have a midweek service. You can reach us at 740-494-2222 or prospectccf.com. We'd love to have you come and visit and get plugged in and see that there's true hope for tomorrow and hope in your life. God bless you. Have a good evening.
Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by Affordable Event Games, LLC. Address 141 South Main Street. Telephone number 740-262-6050. Facebook Affordable Event Games.
This is Scott Spears looking down on the beautiful city of Marion from the WWGH News Chopper. If you would like to ever submit a news tip or an event to the WWGH News Department, email Scott at WWGH1071.com and watch out for the chopper.
Vanover Square Apartments, address 465 Merchant Avenue, offer 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Phone number 740-389-3462.
This is Dr. Frank Field. I'm on the beach in Boca Raton, and I'm listening to WWGH 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet